listeners. We're back again. This is day four, and the convention is over. Heading back home to Houston, and I'm sitting here in the Red Carpet Club for United, the President's Club, and both Continental and United have merged, and so anyhow, just giving a final wrap. Looks like everything went well with the convention. A lot of fun. The common thread that runs through all conventions certainly has to do with the camaraderie, the friendships, those the old friends that get together each year at these regional conventions and national conventions then as well, and some opportunities to reacquaint with old friends as well as to make new ones. And that was one thing certainly that was shining through at this convention at the MAS 2011, that was camaraderie. A lot of fun, a lot of good people. They were willing to help with about everything, and just bent over backwards, very friendly. And it looks like that I forgot to mention that Bill Boaz was the young man who I had interviewed earlier, who was 17. He won the both close-up and stage. Not a great surprise to me, because I thought he had just a great act. I should say two great acts, and you know, a solid performer. And the other performers were very excellent. So it was a you know, a hard decision, I'm sure, by the judges. As Jan Goodsell had said in one of my interviews earlier, who is the SYM chairman, you know, she agreed that it was tough competition, you know, with the youngsters. And it's great to see so many people who are competing in this. And I encourage others to consider entering contests, attending conventions and entering contests. That's how you improve. And, you know, you heard me in talking with some of these young guys that they are competing year after year and trying to, you know, keep coming back and keep trying to hone their skills, get better and better. And so, till they win the top prize. Well, Bill Boaz is a name I think you'll be hearing again in the future, so keep your ears peeled for that name and your eyes as well. And also George G. Is the incoming president for the MAS, and I had the opportunity to visit with him, get to be friends with him. Someone we'd chatted on Facebook, but finally got a chance to meet face-to-face and shake hands. So great guy, and I'm glad I got a chance to talk with him and post his views on the an earlier podcast here one evening. You can go back and listen to that. So anyhow, that's pretty much a wrap, I think, from this year's convention. All went well. Great time. Weather was good, even though Hurricane Irene had come through. Didn't leave any lasting damage, it looked like, in or around the hotel where we were at the Crown Plaza. And so I hope to come back then again, but I hope that they don't have it on Labor Day weekend. I hate to miss the TAOM convention that's near and dear to my heart, and this was the first one I've missed in a long number of years. But it is what it is, and I am looking forward to hearing some of the other people who had gone to the TAOM to see how it was, but I'm sure that it was great. Actually, I guess it's still going on. Today's Sunday. It's not over until tomorrow morning. And I understand, I think, Gayton Bloom is supposed to be having a lecture on Monday, tomorrow morning. So the big gala show is yet this evening in San Antonio, but I don't think I'm going to drive up just for the one day. Anyhow, a lot of fun here at MAS, and again, I hope to return, and I will turn this back over to whatever channel you want to listen to. Be sure to come back often, tune into the Magic Word, see what's going to be going on. And for now, Scotty out.